original podcast here on julieland.com. Brand new julieland.com, I might add. What is julieland.com, you ask? Well, to help me answer that question, here is the co-founder, my good friend, the brilliant, the talented, the amazing Richard Avery. We like to call him Dick.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome, Dick. So, Richard Avery, tell me about yourself. We met in New York City. You're a photographer.
A few years ago. Mm-hmm. Photographer, director.
Yes.
And creator.
But you never did adult before. What
No.
You were doing like...
Fashion and nude work. More artistic.
Artistic.
Not as much.
Pink. If you will.
not very adult-like, but artistic.
Right.
But busy doing all sorts of other commercial photography.
Now, why most people in the adult world want to cross over into mainstream, but here you are crossing over to the dark side.
The evil Lord pulled me in.
That would be me.
Yes.
Convincing you that you needed to use your art to take pictures of... naked women more suggestively? Is that a... How should we put that? Well, if you look at the site, you'll see.
Yeah. It's more about...
You're here, so you see what these photos are.
Yeah, it's more about being creative and having fun and entertaining. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more fun than taking pictures of a beautiful naked girl and then getting her to do whatever you want.
Right, and so some of these girls you're shooting now... are actually masturbating.
Yes. And,
okay.
And they're amazing and they're beautiful.
And how is that different as a photographer than the things you were shooting before? I mean, are you getting turned on? Are you getting, or is it still through the camera and so you're disconnected?
It's still through the camera, but the great thing is you don't have to work as hard with these girls. These girls know what they're doing. You don't have to really explain it to them. And they just jump in and you tell them, right. Look, this is what I'm looking for, A, B, and C. And then they give you A, B, and C. And if you're lucky, they give you D, E, and F. And most of the time they do. And the girls are, you know, very experienced. And so it makes it easier on me. I just find it the easiest job in the world.
Excellent. What do you look for in a J girl?
Well, the J girl is a special girl. That's the girl where, you know... My goal is to really kind of celebrate the beauty, the personality, and also more than anything, it's like the essence of that woman for the
right.
month. All the girls on the site, to me, are extraordinary. Nothing but quality.
Why? I mean, how? Like, what is it about the women that you choose to shoot? Can you put it into words?
It's the words I use are just like quality, beautiful, unique. Personality is actually more important to me than looks. A lot of the girls, I think that's really what I try to capture in the video and in the photos is that there is personality that these, a lot of times on the internet, you see these pictures of these girls all over the internet and there is no personality coming
right.
through whatsoever.
Right.
It's like they're just going through the poses and it's thank you very much and they walk off.
And okay, so why do you think... There is so much on the internet. I mean...
Tons.
How many millions of hardcore sites were we saying?
150 million was the last number I heard.
So,
adult-oriented websites.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It really is a lot. So what are you going to do that's different?
Well, it's not just what I'm going to do. It's what we're going to do.
Well, that's true. But I'm the one asking the questions around here.
Exactly. I think what we're going to do is we're going to achieve quality. Mm-hmm. That is not seen in a consistent way on the web. I think in the visuals from the photos to the video to the sound in these podcasting, which is going to be an adventure in itself, to the content, to the design,
right.
to every level I want us to achieve and I want everybody to, the subscriber to get is quality.
Right.
And I don't see that on the web. I don't see that with... too many sites.
There's so many different genres, if you will, and there's definitely a place for the reality porn, you
right.
know? I mean, there's definitely, those are fun. I like to see the webcams and the girl at home with no makeup, or else, you know, it's not quite as polished. But this is definitely, I guess that's a word, polished. These, the pictures that I see you take aren't taken, you don't see them on amateur sites. You don't see.
The way I look at this is that the way I'm approaching it is I can't say like names in a sense, but it's like it take a high-end fashion magazine, and if they were to go into the business with the adult world, what would they do?
Right.
Where being a very talented or top photographer, you have certain standards and you don't settle for anything less. Yeah, you can do a snapshot, but it still can be quality. And a lot of people do snapshots and gonzo and this and that, but they lack the quality and the vision. Mm-hmm. And it's really what it comes down to is the vision to make it quality, because you can do it in a creative way. And this site is not going to just be creative and it's going to be entertaining. It's also going to be, you know, it's just going to be a lot of different things, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And we're going to try to entertain and educate, you know. It's not that, that's the other thing when you said you asked me what Julie Land was about, you know, it's not just another naked chick. Like you said, we can get that all over the internet. Yeah, they're going to be hot and they're definitely going to be naked, and they're definitely going to be, you know, you get to see it all.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, some relationship advice, some, you know, sex advice, some toys, all kinds of different, you know, I mean, there's many
layers. I keep saying everybody, you know, from rock stars to porn stars and everything in between. And the connecting line to it all is going to be entertainment, quality,
it's
fun.
Pleasure. That word's come up a lot.
And adventure. And never a dull moment. I think my goal is in the future as a subscriber that every day you sign on, you're going to get something new. You're going to look forward to it as opposed to being predictable, like, oh, I'm going to get another picture of so-and-so, or I'm going to get another video of so-and-so. And it's just, you know, her standing there taking her clothes off for 5 minutes. It's not going to be that. It's going to be, you're going to look forward to, what am I going to get today?
Right.
And we're going to surprise you. And I think that's the key thing.
And there's a lot of different girls, but there's also, I mean, thank you, Julie fans who have come here because they want to see me. And there will be plenty of stuff. We've got tons of archives.
Oh, we got the vault on you. We have a lot of things on you. A lot of past that we can dig up.
It really is an exciting adventure.
And I think what's as important is that it is this ability in this podcasting, first and foremost, technology-wise, is to keep your fans happy, because they like your conversations. They like your curiosity about all these different subject matters. And you get to ask all the questions that they would like to ask.
Well, and I'm glad that you said that, because, you know, if you have something that you want to know about out there, let us know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is definitely interactive.
Yeah. If you have suggestions of people you want us to talk to, or girls that you like.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, people that you just want, or subject
matter. Something you want to see, you know, you've got a stocking fetish. I've been getting a lot of that. I'd like to see you shoot some.
Yeah, exactly.
Foot and leg worship, you know.
Exactly. And the people, you know, what I, you know, I keep saying to everybody, let's watch us build. It'll be a nice steady climb. And we're going to start out with, like, you know, the first month, the second month, and things will evolve. And that's the exciting part. And I think, you know, I've talked to everybody, and I look at all the people that who pay for subscriptions to these things. And I just want to make sure that they're all, like, they see the growth and they.
Right. I mean, we want our fans to be happy. You know, we're doing this for you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's to entertain you.
Entertain.
So let us know.
Entertain. Educate, laugh, play, you know, all of the above. And the photography is going to show that. The video is going to show that. Mm-hmm. Podcasting is going to show that. And all the other things down the line that we got set up.
Now, I know that you are a professional photographer.
Correct.
So you went to school. You've been doing it for years. So you have a knowledge that you can't just, like, oh, do this. But give some tips for people that when they're taking their own photos, whether it be snapshots or sexy.
Right.
You know?
Well, I kind of have basic rules I tell people, because people come to me all the time and want to know, you know, how can I take better pictures? And I kind of say to them all, it starts with a vision. It starts with an idea. And technical is the easiest part of all. You can,
you know, you can do whatever you want with that. So I always tell people to have a clear idea what you're looking for.
Right.
And most importantly, like sex, the more you do it, the better you get.
Yeah.
And so that means practice, practice, practice. If you've got a girlfriend or you know models or you want, mm-hmm. if that's what you want to do, is you've got to shoot. And nowadays it's easier than ever because you have digital and you can take
you
your digital camera.
You don't like it, erase it.
Exactly. You can go in the backyard, take pictures, try some lighting
right.
things. But you've got to do that. And then the other big thing is to look elsewhere for inspiration, like not just, you know, photography or, you know, look at art. But if you're going to look at photography, don't look just at adult magazines or the adult world. Look at, you know, fashion magazines, look at sports magazines, look at everything.
Right.
And just widen your vision and you'd be surprised what things you look at inspires you to do something else, you know. And
right.
So, and then is to rip off other people. If you see some picture you like, try
recreate it.
Recreate it in your own way, you know, add your own little twist. I mean, that's what everybody's been doing for the last 100 years. And, you know, that's what I love about photography is that it's always changing. It's always growing.
Do you have advice for girls who want to be models?
Yes. And that, and because I've been shooting models for many, many years, practice. And a lot of girls have a problem is they think they can do a shoot once in a while and be really good in front of the camera. And especially when you're doing adult, you know, you've worked with plenty of talent where you see like a girl in the beginning and then a girl
yeah.
like a year after she started, how much better she is,
right?
You know, because they practice or they do more and more work and then the better they get. It's
right.
like, you know, practice makes improvement. And some girls don't get lazy and they think, oh, I just do it one shoot and I that's a wrap. I'm done. I don't need to do anymore. And
right.
it's like, no, you got to keep working. You got to keep getting better and you got to be aware of what you're doing and look at the pictures afterwards and see what works and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Look at magazines, look at poses, you know, take from other people. And I think you'll be a better model that way. And then be careful because there's a lot of really bad, crazy photographers out there who like to, I'd say.
You hear all kinds of stories.
Crazy stories.
Yeah.
We've heard a few ourselves.
I know.
And experienced a few ourselves.
You're not one of those.
No. No way.
So what if somebody wants to be a J-girl?
Wow. That's a decision that to be a J girl, which is our monthly it girl, is going to be a selective process between you and I, and we're going to decide on our girl.
Okay, so let's say they just want to be on the site. Let's get them in the door before instead of being a J girl. What
J
if
girl,
they want to shoot for Julie Land?
Well, they can. They're going to have to drop us a line. We're going to have
right.
to see how it's going to work, and if she qualifies, then yes, definitely. We'll
we're not just using professionals.
No,
here is my point, I guess.
I think in the beginning, you know, we're going to work with what we're access to and the people I want to, you know, there's a lot of girls out
sure.
there that I'm dying to shoot. I'm dying to get in front of the camera. There's
like who? Because let's give some names of who already
we have coming up is the fabulous Nautica Thorne.
Yes.
We have.
Who we both had the pleasure of
having fun with.
Yes, and I got to go to Jamaica with her.
Exactly.
You know?
We're going to have Aria Giovanni.
Wow.
Jelena Jensen. We're going to have everybody from, oh my God, my mind.
Devin Lane.
Julia Ann. Some of the new girls, Sativa Rose, Tiffany Taylor. Kelly Marie, Justine
wow.
Jolie.
So a lot of the hot new girls.
Kaylin. I mean, just a lot of the girls in the industry. And
okay.
basically, you're going to see them like you've never seen them before.
And who's your dream list?
Oh, my hit list, as I like to call it. Wow. I'm not prepared for that. But right now, off the top of my head, there's like, I don't know. God, you know, I'm interested. That's interesting. One of my favorites who I just shot was Charlie Lane. I finally got to her. Charlie is just brilliant in every way. And when you see, when those pictures come out, you'll understand why. She just gives it up. You know, I mean, she just really, just really knows how to have fun. You know, that's the key
nice.
Thing. But the girls I want, God, geez, I'm trying to think. I can't really think of anybody off the top of my head.
I stumped you.
I know.
There's got to be some, come on. I'm trying to think who. I would like to see you shoot.
God, I don't know. There's so many girls every day that
I know
jump onto the scene. You know, I was looking forward to, you know, but I, like I said, the two girls that I finally got to was Sativa Rose and Tiffany Taylor, who are new girls in the industry. Got to them last week, and they're amazing. They did not let me down, and we got some great video coming up on them and some great stills. And
I'd like you to shoot Sunny Lane.
Yes.
You know, she is bubbly and lovely, and yep. I think she would be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
That would be a fun, and we have to do it outside.
Yeah.
Well, on that, Sunny Lane. Yeah. You know?
Sunny Lane on Sunny Lane.
Exactly.
I got it. Yeah, no, I just, you know, the girls, the best girls that I shoot, the biggest thing I always tell people, ask what makes one better than the other. Always, to me, it's always personality. It's the kind of girls who have the, I'll do whatever it takes to make a great picture.
Right.
Just shines. And like, and that's what like Jelena is, and that's what Aria is. These girls just, you know.
So it's not just a perfect body. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's not. That's like, you know.
That's nice.
That helps, and of course, and that's what we want to look at. But it really is personality. You know, it's all personality. Justine is just amazing personality. Kelly Marie, these girls just, they're just so much fun. So.
And you're shooting some of these girls having sex with each other. Now, how does that feel, Dick?
That is fun.
You dirty man.
Exactly. That is fun, I have to say. That has actually been quite interesting in shooting girls, because, you know, there's that, you always question either A, they're really having a good time, or B, they're really great actors. You really don't know. And then when you ask them, so was that acting or was that, you know, was that real? And they kind of just laugh at you and they walk away.
but which was it?
Exactly. But come back. So you kind of just, you know, it's pretty amazing. I have to say, so far, everything we've done has just been amazing. All the girls have been wonderful.
That's nice. How you hear, I think this industry, the women are almost across the board nice women. You know,
I'd say 90%.
I think it's because of the sexuality involved. It's an intimacy thing. So they're more open maybe or something.
I love women, period. And right. And it's great when you get one in front of the camera that enjoys the process. There's nothing right. Like, you know, example is Dita Von Teese, who we are also going to have on the site. She loves having her picture taken.
Right.
So when she sits there and you just, you know, you can spend a day shoot about 3,000 pictures, and it's so much fun because you're just like
it's a
chemistry,
a
it's a dance.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's just that I always tell everybody all the time, it's a dance. It's a wonderful dance. And at the end of the day, you're like, wow, look at all this incredible imagery we created, and then it's awesome. And the girls are, I like I said, 90% of the girls are incredible. They really are. And what's fun is like it just makes it that much more fun. And that's what we want to project on the site.
Absolutely. How dirty are you going to get? And I mean dirty by like, there's some shit out there on the internet right now.
We're going to get as dirty as, you know, I always say to everybody, we'll go as dirty as the girl will go herself. I never make somebody do something they're not comfortable doing.
Right.
That's not what it's about. I also like to leave some for the imagination. Mm-hmm. You know, some girls will, you know, some photos and some videos will be literal. Some will be not so literal, and some will be let your imagination run wild. Some will be simple, and some will be fun. Some will be nasty. Some will be hard. Some will be soft. So that's where the surprise comes in. What is it going to be this time? And that's the fun, I think, anyways. It's like, you know, as opposed to being, you know, this just, I don't want to be a formula. You know, a lot of websites, that's my complaint, where they're all formula. It's like, here's a video, 5 minutes of a girl undressing from, you know, clothes, and she's a bad dancer and she's dancing to bad music. And then it's like, woohoo, she's naked. Wow, that really was exciting. Where, you know, our movies are going to be interesting and fun. And so, again, it's like all about having fun.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for sharing this vision with me.
Oh, we're going to have fun. You know it.
And, welcome to Julie Land, everyone.
Thank you. Yes, welcome to Julie Land. And all I want to say is we'll keep checking back with you and everybody. And
absolutely.
We'll keep everybody up to date with what we're doing with the site, because you'll be seeing it, but we'll also let you know what's coming up in the coming months.
Yes.
This will be awesome.
Just better and better and better.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Richard Avery. And thank you all out there for listening. This is Hey Julie on JulieLand.com.